CBS National News there? Did you catch that, Pinto?
Not so much as I heard Jurgi cheering about it
in
the hallways.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Paul Juergens on national radio, on CBS radio, doing a report from Fargo, North Dakota with Harley Carnes, talking about how hot it is in Fargo and that we're closing schools here because it's so hot.
Hopefully
we have to widen the doorway
before the
4 o'clock four pack.
Hopefully
widen
he can
the
show up for it.
I think, well, he might stiff us now.
Yeah.
Now
well, he's CBS gone, News now.
Now that he's gone national.
Big time.
Paul Juergens, CBS News. Very impressive, though. Good report by Juergens. We'll talk, we'll get his thoughts on his report during the 4 o'clock four pack. Welcome to the second hour of the Mike McFeely Show on the mighty 790 KFGO. And speaking of the weather, and speaking of the hot weather, we do need to devote some time today to that because it is what, other than the Vikings stinking it up, it is what everybody's talking about around this region. It is the heat. It is 90-plus degrees. The humidity is high. It is unusual in some ways for this area since we get to like 25 below in the wintertime. But to talk more about this right now, let's welcome in Greg Gust of the National Weather Service in Grand Forks, North Dakota. Hello, Greg Gust. How are you?
Well, hey, Mike. You know, I'm feeling cool now. There's a north breeze and some sprinkles in the air, so it's actually cooled us down a few degrees.
Well, so what's the official temperature right now in the area?
Oh, I think it's down around 96, 97 degrees. And, no, it's 86, 87.
Wow.
So that's we had a little bit of showery type stuff out there, a little bit of cloud cover that's been increasing through the day. So we've kind of capped the heat a bit.
So meteorology, I can't even say it. In terms of meteorology,
yes.
What is happening here? Why is it so blamed hot? And is this that unusual? I don't know if the high temperatures are unusual from a layman's standpoint, but maybe the extended heat for a couple of weeks here is what's unusual. But walk us through what's happening, why it's so hot, and is it unusual, if you would, Greg?
Well, first off, there's what we call it a dome of high pressure. So in the central part of the U.S., ridge, dome, it's hot. The air, hot air is stacked up from the surface on up into the upper atmosphere. And so the polar jet stream, which is diving down a little bit onto the west coast, then arcs back northward up into central Canada and then drives back down to the eastern Great Lakes into the northeast. And so under that dome, you know, us and old Manhattan, Kansas, you know, is the epicenter of the dome of hot. But, you know, we're sitting right underneath it. And basically, there's not a lot of air moving into or out of that area. So it's fairly stagnant, and it just warms up, cools down, warms up, cools down. Is it weird? What was it like a month ago? What was it like 2 weeks ago? What was that endless barrage of low and middle 70s weather,
yeah,
and everybody's going, God, where's summer? When are we going to get there? So that's normal is right in between.
Okay.
So we were normal for this time of the year would have still been up, you know, pushing 80 degrees, lower 80s. The last couple of weeks, if there's such a thing as normal, it would have been highs in the lower 80s.
Greg Gust, National Weather Service, our guest on the Mike McFeely Show. So just so I can have people stop whining and stop posting on Facebook about how miserable this weather is and how miserable the heat is, Greg, when's it going to break? Can you look in your forecast, in your crystal ball, or whatever the heck you guys do at the Weather Service, you know, wave your magic wand and go behind the curtain with the Wizard of Oz and find out when's it going to crack? When's it going to be back to, quote-unquote, normal average temperatures?
Well, that's a good question because it's not going to be this week, even into the weekend, where we're hoping that it cools down a little bit. So right now it's cool because of clouds and showers that come in, but, you know, it's still kind of humid. And I used the word skanky once a couple of weeks
skanky.
Ago. And still kind of skanky.
No, skanky,
out there.
Skanky was Miley Cyrus last night.
Oh, there we go.
At the VMA Awards. This,
okay.
This is sticky. How about that?
Sticky. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I better stay away from. But the right now, at least through this week and into the weekend, now from Thursday night, Friday night, somewhere in there, we're going to start getting thunderstorm activity again, and maybe even a cold front come through Friday night, Saturday morning. So we'll get a little bit of relief as we get into Saturday and Sunday. down to the lower 80s. But most of this week is going to be in the 90s. And then as we get into next week, the prospect of being near normal, which now, by the time you get into next week, that's pushing the thermometer back into the 70s. Hmm. So that's the hope.
Okay.
At this time next week, we could start to see 70s showing, the 70s showing up on the forecast. But I, you know, a little birdie told me that you had an interest in Manhattan, Kansas.
Well, I do, actually. But let me ask you something before we get to Manhattan, Kansas. Yeah. My lawn guy, who sprays my lawn every fall to kill all the weeds, is wondering when it's going to rain so he can come and spray my lawn.
So your weeds will grow up enough to kill.
My weeds are, actually my lawn is all weeds right now. But are we going to get any rain at all? Is there anything in the forecast other than the occasional possibility of a thunderstorm or a shower?
Well, and that's it. In you know, the last several days, we haven't had really any appreciable chance for rain yet. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, all of those days, there's been a thunderstorm that has hit somewhere and dumped an inch or two of rain. And I was talking to one of my emergency managers out east of Bemidji, and he said in the last week he's had 6 inches of rain at his place.
Really?
So the problem is, you know, there's somebody out there that's going to get all the rain that you want on your grass. And and somehow summertime thunderstorms just habitually do not evenly spread this out to anybody's satisfaction.
No.
So no, there's not much hope this week. As I said, Thursday night looks pretty aggressive. Friday afternoon, night, Saturday morning. So I would say from supper time Friday night into noontime on Saturday morning is the time I think looks most likely to see some rain.
Well, we're going to have to get into mid-September before we start talking about widespread all-day rains again, right? This is the time. We just don't get that at this
time of the year anyway.
I mean,
Right.
Okay.
And under this scenario with this heat dome, if you will, that's set up, not likely. You get those thunderstorms that come crashing through, you know, and all of that. But pretty much to actually get what we want was that Canadian polar air to come back in and dominate, that's still sometime in September.
Okay. Manhattan, Kansas on Friday.
On Friday.
North Dakota State supposed to play Kansas State, 7:30 p.m. kickoff. I looked at the forecast on one of the websites. It says mid-90s during the day, huge amounts of humidity. Is that going to be accurate? Is it going to be just an absolute cooker in Kansas on Friday for the Bison game?
Well, right now their dew point's 69, and you know ours was close to that, but it's going down. But they're actually looking for low temperatures on that time period, 73, 74 degrees. So that means the dew point's going to be sitting right up there.
So the humidity is going to be 60.
So the dew point's going to be up there, and then you turn around with the highs in the 96, 97. Oh. So it's going to feel like 101, 102, 103 degrees with those.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
These football players are going to, they're going to have to play like a play in a row and then take two off.
Well, just go outside today where it's 86 over, what do we have right now? 86. I'm clicking my button as fast as I can.
Live weather radio, folks.
Yeah, there we go. Live weather radio. And Fargo's 86 over 74 for a dew point.
Okay.
So that's an apparent temperature of 94 degrees.
Okay, so it's still
plenty. So go outside and set fire to your hair to warm it up another 10 degrees. So, but expect those. That's the type of dew point, but another 10 degrees more real temperature on top. And yeah, you just might as well be, you know, sitting your feet in a pan of boiling water.
Is there going to be any wind at all down? I mean, any chance
of a
good
breeze? They're going to have a nice, gentle breeze. And they're saying that pretty much all of that would be, it's going to be southwest winds. Southwest winds during the day, predominantly 5 to 15 miles an hour. So dry southwesterly wind. I'm joking about dry.
Yeah, sure, I'm sure.
It's blowing off of the cornfields of southern Kansas. It's going to be humid, sticky, not skanky, but sticky air blowing off the cornfields. Sucking right into Manhattan.
Plus, it's going to be right in an enclosed stadium without, even if there was a breeze, it's not going to get through the stadium. So it's going to be wonderful.
That's like my parked minivan this weekend where the air conditioner didn't work. And you got to decide if you're going to drive with the windows open or windows shut.
Yeah, I would do it with them shut because I told the story earlier. I had a rock hit my passenger side window on Friday, and if it would have come through the cab, it would have killed me or my passenger. So go with the windows up, Greg, if you could. All right, man. Thank you. I always say that I want to talk to you in a time frame other than spring flooding time, and we got a chance to do that.
We got it in.
So you bet.
All right.
Thanks, man. Thanks,
Take
Greg.
Take care.
Yep, you bet. Greg Gust of the National Weather Service.